Our next reading is Joshua chapter 18. Joshua chapter 18, verse 1. Hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. And the whole congregation of the children of Israel assembled together at Shiloh, and set up the tabernacle of the congregation there, and the land was subdued before them. And there remained among the children of Israel 7 tribes which had not yet received their inheritance. And Joshua said unto the children of Israel, How long are ye slack to go to possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers hath given you? Give out from among you 3 men for each tribe, and I will send them, and they shall rise and go through the land and describe it according to the inheritance of them, and they shall come again to me. And they shall divide it into 7 parts. Judah shall abide in their coast on the south, and the house of Joseph shall abide in their coasts on the north. Ye shall therefore describe the land into 7 parts, and bring the description hither to me, that I may cast lots for you here before the Lord our God. But the Levites have no part among you, for the priesthood of the Lord is their inheritance. And Gad and Reuben and half the tribe of Manasseh have received their inheritance beyond Jordan on the east, which Moses the servant of the Lord gave them. And the men arose and went away, and Joshua charged them that went to describe the land, saying, Go and walk through the land and describe it, and come again to me, that I may here cast lots for you before the Lord in Shiloh. And the men went and passed through the land and described it by cities into 7 parts in a book, and came again to Joshua, to the host at Shiloh. And Joshua cast lots for them in Shiloh before the Lord. And there Joshua divided the land unto the children of Israel according to their divisions. And the lot of the tribe of the children of Benjamin came up according to their families, and the coast of their lot came forth between the children of Judah and the children of Joseph. And their border on the north side was from Jordan, and the border went up to the side of Jericho on the north side, and went up through the mountains westward, and the goings out thereof were at the wilderness of Beth Aven. And the border went over from thence toward Luz, to the side of Luz, which is Bethel, southward, and the border descended to Ataroth Adar, near the hill that lieth on the south side of the nether Beth Horon. And the border was drawn thence, and compassed the corner of the sea southward, from the hill that lieth before Beth Horon southward, and the goings out thereof were at Kirjath Baal, which is Kirjath Jearim, a city of the children of Judah, which was the west quarter. And the south quarter was from the end of Kirjath Jearim, and the border went out west, and went out to the well of waters at Nephtoah. And the border came down to the end of the mountain that lieth before the valley of the son of Hinnom, and which is the valley of the giants on the north, and descended to the valley of Hinnom to the side of Jebusee on the south, and descended to En-Rogel, and was drawn from the north, and went forth to En-Shemesh, and went forth toward Gelilot, which is over against the going up of Adumim, and descended to the stone of Bohan, the son of Reuben, and passed along toward the side over against Arabah northward, and went down to Arabah. And the border passed along to the side of Beth-Hogla northward, and the goings out of the border were at the north bay of the Salt Sea, at the south end of Jordan. This was the south coast. And Jordan was the border of it on the east side. This was the inheritance of the children of Benjamin by the coasts thereof round about, according to their families. Now the cities of the tribe of the children of Benjamin, according to their families, were Jericho and Beth-Hogla, and the valley of Keziz, and Beth-Araba, and Zemariam, and Bethel, and Avim, and Parah, and Ophrah, and Kephar Ha'amonai, and Ophni, and Gaba, 12 cities with their villages, Gibeon, and Ramah, and Be'eroth, and Mizpeh, and Kephirah, and Mosah, and Rechem, and Irpeel, and Tar-Allah, and Zelah, and Eleph, and Jebusi, which is Jerusalem, Gibeath, and Kirjath, 14 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance of the children of Benjamin according to their families. May God add his blessing to the reading and to the hearing of his most holy word. Let me start with the end and work backwards. So in this chapter, we start with the end, which is a description of the borders and the cities of Benjamin. And once again, yes, it is an ancient Near Eastern geography lesson. There's nothing wrong with that. This adds credibility to the narratives of Scripture. And it also helps you, once you familiarize yourself with these cities and towns, borders and coasts, rivers and landmarks, that you will understand better when you hear these geographical references played out throughout the rest of the Old Testament. It does aid in understanding. Isn't that what we want? We want to understand the Scriptures. So a good exercise is to get out these teen chapters, the teen chapters of Joshua with a competent Bible atlas. In fact, you can even find some Bible atlases that are divided up into era. So you can open up to a particular, well, it'll have a scripture index in the back. And so it'll say Joshua 18. And you go to Joshua 18, and it'll describe and it'll show on the map all of that border, all of that coastline, the Salt Sea on the south, the Jordan on the west, this compass that was drawn between Manasseh and on the north, and Judah on the south, and how Benjamin was sandwiched in between the northern and the southern tribes, and so on, and all of that, and then how far over to the west it went, the Mediterranean Sea over here, and all of that. And all of those are, and then you will be able to see those mountains, those geographical landmarks, the valleys, the rivers, the creeks and brooks, if you mix them together. All of that, you'll be able to better acquaint yourselves with, or better to acquaint yourselves with all that we see there in your Bible atlases. And some of these cities will come up over and over again. For instance, did you hear Beth Hogla? Well, that city doesn't necessarily come up again, but do you know what it is? You know what Beth Hogla means? Okay, Beth in Hebrew is house of, right? House of. Beth Hogla. Remember Hogla? Remember her? Who was she? She was one of the daughters of Zelophehad, wasn't she? That's right. So there was a city named after her, the tract of land that pertained to Zelophehad and his daughters. One of those tracts had a city in it named the House of Hogla, Beth Hogla, or City of Hogla. The name Kirjath, Kirjath Jaarim, or Kirjath Baal. Kirjath simply means village or town. So the village or town of Baal. Well, formerly, because then it was called Kirjath Jaarim, because they ran the Baal worshippers out of there. You see how all of these things start to make sense if you just maybe drill down a little bit deeper. So, yes, it is a little bit tedious and kind of maybe entertaining to watch Pastor Riddell try to, pronounce all of that stuff. But beyond that, there's some real information there that, if you were to talk to a real Old Testament scholar, a guy that, a faithful man that taught Old Testament in a seminary, he would be able to sit down with you and just run through those cities and give you various histories of them and what they did and how they contribute to our knowledge of Scripture. We don't have time to do that here. But these are the things that are part of our meditating upon Scripture and, drilling in and driving down and do a little bit deeper study instead of just passing through all of this stuff as simple geography. Because it's not really. The second thing that I want to mention, which is at the first of the chapter, and really this is the pastoral lesson here, and that is that, okay, so we can all do the math. We know that there are 2.5 tribes that are already settled, and then there are the two tribes, Ephraim, Manasseh, and Judah. The three tribes are already settled. That leaves 7, right? That leaves 7. And so we understand now what Joshua means when he says, go and divide the rest of the land into 7 tracts. And so, yeah, we can do all of that math. But the pastoral implications of this are very large, because here's the tract of land available to the people, and they'd not yet gone up and taken their inheritance. They're still living as if they were wanderers in the land, rather than owners in the land, rather than as stewards of God in the land. They're still living like they're wanderers or vagabonds. They have not yet entered into the inheritance that God has already given them. Well, there's a few sermons there, isn't there? If you think about it. What kind of inheritance do we already have? What kind of victory do we already have in Christ? And how closely and how much of its fulfillment are we walking in? Are we executing? So if there was a good Joshua today, he would rise up and he would tell us what? Well, how long will it be before you begin to walk in the fullness of your inheritance in Christ? And as we all have something to give up there, as we all have something to confess and some progress to be made, let us take then this admonition from Joshua here to these Israelites, and let us draw that home to our own hearts. The victory is won. Satan, we already have seen in the book of Revelation, he's cast out. He's already come down to heaven. Come down from heaven. He's already come down. The enemy of our souls is cast down. Babylon herself, we see her as a defeated foe, not yet completely scraped off the land, but fallen. And so let us then walk more and more in the victory that has already been won by Christ, a victory that we could not win of ourselves, a victory whereby we are delivered from the deceptions of the enemy of our souls, a victory whereby we are delivered from the power, the bondage of sin, a victory whereby we are delivered from the fear of death. Let us walk in that victory. Let us no longer wait. Let us get out, as Joshua encourages the men to do. Let us get out and walk through the inheritance that we've been given, and let us acquaint ourselves with it so that we might indeed enjoy it the more, and that our hearts would go out to it, desiring it even more. Thus ends the reading then of Joshua chapter 18. Let's